Hello again, you're listening to the News at One. A developer applying for planning permission to build 179 apartments and a creche in the grounds of Bessborough in Cork has said it's committed to carrying out a full archaeological investigation of the site to establish if any undocumented burials associated with the former mother and baby home took place there. The Commission of Investigation into Mother and Baby Homes found that 923 babies born or associated with Bessborough died there between 1922 and 1988. The burial place of most of them is unknown. Let's talk now to our Southern Editor, Pascal Sheehy. Pascal, these comments arose at an oral hearing which is taking place into this planning application. What can you tell us?
Yes, and this planning application relates to a 3.7-acre site in Bessborough, but that's only a tiny proportion of the overall estate. The overall Bessborough estate was a 200-acre estate, and much of that has already been developed. Now, what the developer, MWB2 Limited, is saying is that it is highly unlikely that there are children buried in its 3.7-acre site. It points to an examination, an archaeological examination done by an archaeologist, John Cronin, who said he excavated 8 trenches mechanically and material from that was sifted and no evidence of human remains was found. But the developer has offered to carry out further site excavations and archaeological work there to satisfy the objectors to this development. The objectors, for their point of view, and we haven't heard from them as yet because the developer, we are hearing all of the developer's evidence to the oral hearing before we will hear from the objectors. The objectors have produced a 1950 Ordnance Survey map or trace document or working document, it's being referred to, which has the words children's burial ground on it. And where those words are written on the map, they say includes part of the 3.7 acres. And they're saying that signifies that there is a children's burial ground on part of the 3.7 acres. Right. The developer says and has produced evidence from a cartographer, Mike Flynn, that this doesn't refer to the exact area on the map where those words are written, but an adjoining site where there is a rectangle marked off. And really, that's the issue for this oral hearing. Right. Is the burial ground on the site of this proposed development as marked on that 1950 map? Or do those words refer to an adjoining site? And that's what we're arguing about here at this oral hearing.
Very good. Pascal Sheehy, Southern Editor, thank you for that.